on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Australia. The Ukraine crisis beckons Australia. There are 13,000, according to the BBC report, of Ukrainian descent in Australia. There are also Belarusians. There are Russians. In other words, Australia is a multicultural society, very much like the United States, having much the same history of being a destination for people who are dislocated, ambitious, restless, or traveling to visit their relatives overseas and then settling. I welcome Scott Maiman in Brisbane, Queensland, to report on the Ukrainian descendants who have traveled to Europe to help in any way they can. There is the Australian co-chair of the Federation of Ukrainian Organizations, according to the BBC report and in The Guardian, spent a week traveling between Poland and parts of Western Ukraine. He represents all of this community moving very swiftly in the crisis. Scott, a very good day to you. Your Ukrainian population is moving carefully to volunteer to help the refugees, which now become a major story. 3.5-4 million Ukrainians displaced by the fighting. However, this is important here. These are not volunteers to fight. These are volunteers to help the refugees. Good evening to you, Scott.
G'day, John. Yeah, and that's a valid point you've made as well. Let me start off with that. There's a very big difference between the freedom fighters and those who are seeking peace to try and bring loved ones back to Australia. Now, Australia's opened its borders to special class visas to get as many people from Ukraine who've been displaced on family and friends visas to Australia to help in that situation. We've got to be mindful, those volunteers are helping to bring family and friends to Australia and out of the conflict zone in Ukraine. These are not freedom fighters. These people are not picking up weapons. They are not aiding in the war, they are helping in the relief efforts. So we've got to be absolutely clear on that part of the discussion there. And being mindful as well, as you pointed out, Australia is a multicultural society. We've got Russians, a lot of them in the northern part of Australia, the Ukrainians who are in Sydney, Melbourne, vast parts of the southern parts of Australia. And a reminder from our Prime Minister that these people who are in Australia, who've settled in Australia, these people are the innocent casualties of this conflict going on. These people are not involved. They have come to Australia. They've come here to start a new life for themselves in Australia. They are not involved in the conflict, but of course it pains them, as you can imagine, to see what's going on in their former homeland.
How far away is Kiev from Sydney? Well, the BBC has an answer here. 15,000 kilometers, 9,320 miles. That's the reach of this sympathy going on. But there's more to it than sympathy. The Australian government has moved very effectively and made bold announcements over these last weeks, sanctioning individuals, 476 sanctions on 443 individuals, including oligarchs whose names we've heard, and I don't need to give them attention. But now we come to the part where I hesitate. Aluminum has a special pronunciation in mother country and mother country's direct descendant, Australia. It's been banned. Australia will no longer export aluminum. However, that's not what I should be saying. Scott, help me. I stumble.
Oh, dear. Aluminium, aluminium. It depends what country you're in and what your preference is. Australia says aluminium. Of course, aluminium is what the other half of the world says. Leave that for your own methods to decipher what you want to say. But it's the same thing, whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, that ban is in place. Those sanctions are in place. And those sanctions are in place for a reason, of course. And just touching on those Russian millionaires from last week, it wasn't until our discussion about that from last week, John, that that things finally happened, and those two millionaires we were talking about last week finally had sanctions put against them. But it wasn't until after it was raised on our discussion program last week, John.
The question about Australia in the fight. Right now, Australia is sympathetic to all of the international community who have made it very clear that the attack on Ukraine is not acceptable. So we'll leave the Ukraine moment and we'll now move to a story that puzzles everyone. China has embraced Russia, notably at the first day of the Olympics. We all watched that. Now this complicates the fact that China is seen in Australia as the aggressor, as the much more threatening partner of this duo. Though Russia's attacking, China promotes the idea that it is in contest with Australia, that it disdains Australia. We go now to the Solomon Islands, north of Australia, known to America as the home of Guadalcanal, the first effort for the United States to start the clawback in the Second World War, many decades ago. But the Solomon Islands now are part of the quandary facing Australia. If I understand this correctly, Scott, the Solomon Islands were a scene of disruption some weeks ago. Australia sent police in to help restore order in in the main island. Now there's an agreement with China. How does this present itself to the Australian government that China is moving into the Solomon Islands in some police fashion, maybe even military fashion?
There are multiple facets to this, John, very concerning as well, I need to point out. The Solomon Islands been a huge relationship with Australia for so many years, and of course with the United States, and it's very close to Australian shores as well. The Solomon Islands, as you correctly pointed out, the scene of disruption some weeks ago. Australian forces were called in to bring calm to the situation, which we did. And we've been also monitoring the concern that China is wanting to have a greater grasp on power and a greater grasp on some of the geographical islands close, the territories close to Australia. And that has come to fruition, it seems. There has been an agreement for a Chinese force to go to the Solomons. And it is being seen as an act of disloyalty after so long, the Solomons in the relationship with Australia. And it is concerning that perhaps the Chinese may put military installations in the Solomon Islands as well. So it does increase that threat of invasion as far as Australia is concerned. Our defense force and, of course, authorities keeping an eye on this to see where this leads to next. But it is quite concerning just how close Chinese authority is getting to Australia.
And you are increasing your military by a third over these next years. The U.S. is basing a combat troops in the north of Australia. So we're looking at militarizing a part of the world that has been at peace since the end of the Second War. Finally, Scott, the pandemic, we must mention it. Winter's coming on for you. Just it's fall now and winter's next. Just in these 30 seconds, is Australia relaxing some of the mandates or are they still in place?
We have relaxed some of the mandates, but at the same time, from Omicron, we are now getting what they've dubbed Son of Omicron. And our levels, our numbers, case numbers have skyrocketed. In fact, we have gone back to pandemic levels as far as numbers are concerned. Authorities are worried that with the son of Omicron, we may have another spike and we may end up having mandates, mask mandates and other forms of restrictions back in place in the coming weeks.
Scott Maiman, CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.